Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
All right, guys, I'm Carissa, this is Morgan and Justin, and this is Daily Pop. Welcome to the show. All right, so you might be thankful for your ex after hearing this story. Jessica Simpson is spilling exactly how John Mayer broke up with her. According to People, which is out Friday, Jessica talks about dating John in secret for months and how she was in love. John told her he was obsessed with her sexually and emotionally, but Jessica says she was constantly worried she wasn't smart enough for him. Apparently, John, quote, treated conversation like a friendly competition that he had to win. Well, they did not last. Get this, John broke up with Jessica over email.
Is that bad?
Kind of bad. Email?
I kind of just choked.
Well, okay, email's worse than a text. Email's what you get from your coworkers or your aunt once a year.
Yes.
Well, I guess it depends on like the severity of your relationship. I mean, I do think it's a phone. Like, is a phone call better?
They're sleeping together clearly for months.
Right.
And so, they're in love with each other.
But, like, how long was the email? How beautiful was it? Like, that's the thing. We don't know the details of what the email was. I'm sure it was, like, a long
I don't think it matters. You can tell me a long explaining thing, but I need you to say it to my face if I've been having bumping uglies with you, as Justin would say.
But I can also see if somebody does want to break up with somebody and they know that the other person's not going to receive it well, doing it by email is probably the cleanest way to do it.
It is. No, it's copping out is avoiding conflict.
Justin just looked at me like, don't come back Monday.
Okay, Justin, you're fired. Take over.
No, you're fired.
Like, you get what I mean, though? If you were the one that was dumping, would you never break up with anybody on email?
No, not that I've been sleeping with for months. No, never. Never.
Me neither. That was a trick.
So crazy.
That's a trick question. Okay.
You know what's so crazy to me? And I see this a lot when men date women who are more successful than them. They have to have that one thing that they're better at. So for him, he tried to feel smarter than her because his career was a lot less
successful. Well, she got John when he was not the hottest John, right? Like, he was still, like, kind of relatively new on this. Not new, but, like, wasn't as established as a ladies' man.
Yeah,
at that point.
Even John Mayer in his highest moment was not Jessica Simpson in her height.
Yeah, he doesn't have the same
commercial success.
Wait, that the right way to even say that? Because he's obviously wildly popular. He has hits. He has recognizable music. He is a massive star in his own right.
Yeah.
I guess he's just not as
big as her.
I don't know.
He's not? I can't tell. I never know,
she
like, the level.
She is selling wedges at $38 a pop and making $1 billion a year. She is successful.
From a monetary standpoint, fine, but that doesn't necessarily mean, just because you make more money than somebody doesn't mean you're more successful than that.
John Mayer's career, I'm not going to lie. Sorry, John Mayer. I love you. Sorry to this man.
I love you too, even though.
John Mayer's success and his fame, the notoriety, always came from women he was dating. No one was like, oh my God, John Mayer's X, Y, and Z. It was always John Mayer's dating Jennifer Aniston, John Mayer on the cover with Jessica Simpson, John Mayer on the cover with this person. Jessica Simpson had those covers.
He had that one album that everybody obsessed with for a while.
He's hugely popular and he's very talented and he does have a lot of good music.
Yeah.
I will say that. Like, people are die-hard John Mayer fans. I can't speak.
But you're right, he was in the tabloids because he is all the women he was dating.
Yeah.
But for somebody who likes the fame, that's where you measure of the success, but take the fame out of it, take John Mayer and take Jessica Simpson out of it. Mm-hmm. When women make more money or are perceived as more successful than men, the men kind of lash out in a relationship and they try to make women feel small. That happens a lot, and vice versa.
Are we past that by now?
No, that's never ever going to go away, by the way.
When is that ever going to go away?
That's never going to go away, because I understand that there's like a lot of new rules, and everybody has a different, like, we're in a new world, but the traditions of, if you are a man, it's very hard for most men to have their woman completely outshine them.
Yes.
It's not an easy thing, and it does, you have to overcompensate in different ways, and you have to sort of belittle. It's a very difficult dynamic.
Yes. 100%.
What's the worst way you've ever been broken up with?
I can't really go there on TV.
Why? Well,
We know.
Wasn't the best time. That was a brutal way. Do you want to share any of that?
No, not at all.
It was not, yeah.
I'm not bringing that in 2020.
I mean, I guess I was broken up with over, yeah, I guess looking back, maybe I was broken up with over sort of like an email or a text, and just like I was living with the person, so.
You were living with them and you were broken up over text?
We were broken up over text, but it just sort of like one day, I guess, okay.
It's bad,
I mean,
right?
It wasn't great. Yeah.
Do you know what else I did?
That's effed up, Morgan.
Like, there were conversations I don't even remember. See, I'm like still, it was so long ago.
You cut it out.
I don't remember, I mean.
Yeah, I don't have like one particular story where I just feel like super devastated, like it was so awkward. I think most worst ways were, there was like one guy that I was dating before I moved back to Missouri, because I lived in LA for a little bit, and then I came back to Missouri. It's a long story. But I I knew that we weren't gonna go anywhere because I was moving away.
Right.
I knew it was gonna fizzle out, but I kind of was hoping that he would still be in love with me and be begging for me to come back and all of these things.
Absolutely.
And he just kind of stopped calling, and it was just the ghosting before ghosting was a thing. And I was like, crying every night because I'm gone.
You thought it would be a little bit more. Yeah, that's tough.
Ooh, and that was before like Instagram was everything, so you couldn't see like their movements and everything.
Oh,
so
no.
You had to imagine the movements.
6 months later, he was married. I saw it because he was on TV, and so I was like, oh, nice. Okay, glad you moved on so quickly.
Been there.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to talk about Julianne Hough's orgasmic scream that we showed you at the top of the show. She's been undergoing a very big transformation in the recent months, and apparently it continued this week at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. I think you just need to watch this one and really take it in.
Expression of emotion may happen when the system moves, when energy that was stored or bound up in the muscles begins to dissipate.
I will sign that consent form today if you want to come by and do that to me.
What is happening?
The craziest thing is that he's not even touching her. He's literally just like waving his hands over her and like doing some sort of like knot thing over her rectum.
Come and knot over my rectum.
Do you buy it?
I'm buying it.
You buy it?
I am buying it.
So here's what he's supposed to do. I watched like the 30-minute video, and I told you before the show, I'm trying to understand the full concept, but it's very like big. But it helps clear negative and charged energy. So he is helping clear these energy things, and he actually said that this process that he's doing with her is equivalent to like going on a week retreat. Mm-hmm. And feeling like you've prioritized your life better, you've de-stressed, you've cleared your energies, you're now focused on positive energy, all those things that come from being away from everything for like a week, he can do it in like a couple minutes.
But like if I was in her same position, those movements would not be coming out of me.
No, because you're not that elegant.
There's no way. I mean, I'm elegant, I'm just not that limber.
You would look like
so
that.
So it wouldn't look like that, like, maybe, because he did say like, you know, depending on how limber you are, you may look differently because she's a dancer and she's so limber.
Yeah, she's really doing it well.
But it's also about how open you are to an experience. And I will say this, I'm gonna take it from a micro moment, which was acupuncture for me, I didn't believe in it. I thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
And then you try it and you're like, oh my God, I'm ready. And then you move on to the next step. For Julianne Hough, she is trying to figure out things in her life so her mind is more open. I will say, when you're going through things like this, when you're going through a potential breakup or a change in your life, you have to be really careful because you open yourself up so much that you can fall into something that you really don't understand. Like that NXIVM cult, or like Jonestown, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm, people just kind of sort of suspend reality, and they are actually searching for something to help them.
They need purpose, and they want to, you know.
So you have to be careful. I'm open to something like this. Yeah, this guy seems legit.
I think she's been working with him for like years. Like, his name is Dr. John Amaral. He's the founder of Body Center Leadership. All of this was live streamed on Facebook, and so we all got to watch. But I just saw everybody posting this on Instagram last night being like, what is happening? I actually had to put a poll on my Insta story and asking people like, hey, watch the full explanation and then come back and vote and tell me if you still think it's weird AF or kind of interesting. And 92% said still weird AF.
I love that you think people on Instagram have time to go and watch this 30-minute thing and come back and vote.
You can skim it. You can skim it. Have you ever gone through this self-help phase and tried something like totally out of the norm?
I did. I had a moment where I was trying to find some clarity in my life, and I went to this self-help group, and it actually worked for the first 3 weeks. Mm. And towards the fourth week is when the veil came undone, and they didn't realize that I had watched enough Dateline to know what that smelled like, you know what I mean?
Right. Oh, no.
So as everyone's like, oh my God, yes, take my money. Oh my God, let's go on this retreat. I was like, yo, no, my black ass is staying over here. Yeah. Because it always ends up that way if you don't do the research.
Yeah.
If you do not do the research. I was lucky to have met someone who went to Jonestown and had that conversation. Huh. And they told me about what those moments were like and where the first moment is that you should realize that this is maybe something that's unhealthy.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
No, have you?
I've never been in anything like that.
I mean, I haven't really done anything. I do, like, the usual things. Like, I mean, I go to therapy, obviously. I'm very pro-therapy. Once a week, I have to do it or I feel like my life is coming undone. And I just try to, honestly, for me, I've recently implemented, like, eating healthier.
Good for you.
Trying to have a breakfast in the morning, like, and I know it's such a little thing and it doesn't seem like a big deal, but it, for me, has changed my mood for the better throughout the day.
Do you like this idea better knowing that it's going to be on Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop series on Netflix?
I'm very pro Gwyneth. You know I love her, but I was very upset we were not invited to the Goop Lab. So I think that we need to send an email.
We should
have been in front of that floral vagina taking a photo together.
I wanted my Georgia
we
O'Keefe moment.
We would have invited on Daily Pop. Gwyneth, if you're listening, we'd like to come next time. We're obsessed with you.
Yeah,
thank
Goop.
You.
All right, coming up, Taylor, Ariana, Billie Eilish, and Lizzo are all up for Grammys this weekend. Who will be the big winner? Our predictions are next. It was a vagina, right?
It was a beautiful floral
vagina.
We should have taken a photo.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The Grammys are almost here. Music's biggest stars are colliding at rehearsals. Take a look at Ariana Grande mixing it up with BTS.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Ariana posted the photo and wrote, "Look who I bumped into at rehearsal." What are you going to say?
I'm just happy that the Grammys and Ariana Grande have squashed their beef.
True.
Because last year, it was a big, huge thing.
Well, it took kind of giving her all the big awards. She's nominated in most of the major categories to kind of get her there.
Hold on. I mean,
she's not going to miss out on picking up a Grammy.
We need to introduce you to our team.
She got one anyway, but she needs to be there for Album of the Year in case she has a shot.
Yes.
We'll discuss it though.
You guys, by the way, this is Billboard Media Group's Consumer Editorial Director, Ian Drew.
Yes. Hello. Yeah. Thank you guys. Nice to be here.
That is a strong name, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Ian Drew.
I'm all about strength in a name, you know?
Yeah.
Billboard, we've been around 125 years, so that name's kind of strong.
That is.
Yeah. What category are you most excited about?
I think Album of the Year, because it's going to be game-changing with Billie Eilish being the youngest recipient of the award. That's my prediction. I think think the whole night is really going to be split between Billy and Lizzo. Mm-hmm. I think Lil Nas X will be given an award or two just to kind of recognize the power of Old Town Road, which on the Billboard charts was the top song on the Hot 100
for
of all
long?
Time in
like,
history
oh,
for four,
14 weeks.
It went up to 16.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was a big, big, big achievement.
Are you not worried about Lizzo a little bit? Because I feel like when we get so excited about an artist and what they've accomplished, the minute they get to the Grammys likes to pull Oscars and like give it to Bon Iver.
Yeah.
Like somebody you've never heard of.
Yeah.
Because they want something that's like not commercially
successful.
They want
to recognize talent without the notoriety following it.
Sometimes, and as we know, the nomination process and the awards process is kind of convoluted and there's a lot of layers and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've read about that.
Lot of politics. I mean, we all know about Beyonce. Even Adele admitted she deserved that award for Lemonade. So, you know, every year there are those shockers and those curveballs. You get a Beck, you get
Oh,
you're
my
right.
God, Beyonce did
but
not
that's
get
why we tune in.
Because
we want to see what the shockers are going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, while we have you here, we also have to discuss who should win and who will win.
Yes,
okay?
Exactly.
Because it's a big difference, right?
Yes.
So, best pop solo performance. First of all, who should win?
For best pop, I think it should go to Lizzo. Remember that this is about the performance. Mm-hmm. And so it's really... This was a landmark performance. I mean, there was nowhere you went that people were not singing along every word of Truth Hurts. And it just was an indelible, historic performance.
Yeah,
I think
okay,
when it comes to delivering the song.
I agree with all that. So who's
and
going to win?
I actually think she will win that one as well.
I believe she'll win that one as well.
Because remember, it's about the performance. That's not about the song production. It's not about the writing. It's really about that vocal delivery. I think Beyonce is a very close second in terms of deserving and should win. But I think... You know, the statement of Truth Hurts, you just can't get around.
Yeah.
Why does the Grammys hate Beyonce?
I don't think they hate Beyonce.
They hate Beyonce.
But I will say, you know, things were a little different years ago when her father, Matthew Knowles, was representing her. Remember, she was having, you know, armfuls
of Grammys. Oh, my God.
So here's where you get into the politics a little, like, into her voting.
Her husband doesn't play the game.
That's
and now
actually
it's,
very good. Is that
you know,
it,
there's a lot of, you know, politics is coming to light in these Grammy nomination processes and the winning, and that could have something to do with it.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to get back to will win or should win. And should win Best Pop Duo Group Performance. Here are the nominees. Who should win?
I think you're going to see Lil Nas X take it in the other categories. But in this one, oddly enough, not on the nomination list. Mm-hmm. So that's really interesting. But I think Senorita by Camila and Sean, that was the fan favorite.
Right.
And I think that could be the dark horse in this running.
You know what? I think Lil Nas X will get this one because you brought
he's not,
two.
No, he's not nominated for
he's
this.
He's nominated in this one. It's
he
him,
is?
It's him and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, he wasn't on the list.
He wasn't on the list, but he's
but
nominated.
He's nominated. I got a little tripped up.
No,
but
he's nominated.
Yeah.
I think
he will win. This is the way that they will give it to him. But I think the dark horse and who should win is the fan favorite. Favorite, which is
Camila
and Sean, because even my two-year-old nephew is singing Senorita all the time.
Oh, right. I never heard that again.
What about Record of the Year?
Record of the Year, remember, is about the recording. So there's also Song of the Year. That's more of a songwriting award, right? So here, this one is going to be really interesting because the actual recording, the actual overall song, I think you're going to see Old Town Road. I think he's going to take
really?
Two.
Really?
Yeah.
Unless Bonnie
because
Bear
of
comes.
The power of that
and
one,
he
right.
should win. Like, I mean, that's a should and will, right?
Yeah, I think that's another should and will.
Really?
Exactly. But
good.
But Bad Guy, look for Billie Eilish, could scoot in there, but we'll get to her. I think she's not going to be left out.
Yeah, she's going to win Best New Artist.
Ian, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah,
thank you.
Exactly, of
we
course.
We have music's biggest night covered for you all this weekend. On Saturday, watch East 2 Hour live Grammy special at 11 a.m. Eastern. Then on Sunday, it's the Grammys on CBS, and we'll have coverage all day on E starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. And you will be on the E! Online live stream as well on Twitter. Okay, we'll be right back with more Daily Pop. Stay with us.
I think the Grammys doesn't like Jay-Z, and for that, they don't like Beyonce now.
Yeah.
Well, things are back on for Channing Tatum and Jessie J. They broke up at the end of 2019, but a source says they are fully back together now. Mm. They've been spotted together in LA, and they seem super giddy around each other. I was not surprised by this.
I was not. You could tell it didn't feel over.
It didn't feel over.
No, and I thought it was premature that he was even saying he was going on dating apps. Like, I feel like they broke up for 2 minutes and he acted quickly, and then it was like, no, we're not done here, and then there they are, back together. I'm happy. I think they're a good couple.
I do, too.
You know, it's so funny, you know, I guess dating men and being a man, you kind of know more a lot about men, but I kind of sort of saw this coming because men don't know how to juggle things. And when things get too serious in other aspects of their lives, they try to let go of the thing that's like least important as they think. So a new relation is least important as the career and the custody battle and all these things. And the minute that woman walks out the door and says she has moved on, they automatically want you back.
100%.
It's like, oh, hey, hold on. You were crumbing with the whole thing that I'm on Tinder and on Raya. And meanwhile, this girl's like, yo, like, I'm chilling. I'm good. Yeah. And it's like, now you want that old thing back.
I think he realized how much he really does love her and how much he really does care about her and how serious of a relationship they did have.
Don't you feel like, Shannon and I always talk about this. I always feel like with all of our friends, we always notice this. It always hits the girl right away. She's very devastated right after.
100%.
And it hits the men like months later.
Or years.
Or later. Just, it always hits them later.
Because they don't deal with they don't think about the why and what happened and how could I have been better. It's like, she sucked. I'm over her. I'm going to see who else I can sleep
with. Yeah, who cares? I'm going to throw myself out there. And then they realize, there's nothing really great out there.
Yeah.
Or at least not for you. Then they're like, man, I really did have a good thing, didn't I? But it always just takes them a little extra time.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Poor thing.
We're like putting it all on Channing. Channing's like, wait, what? Yeah. I was begging for her.
But by the way, if I was married for a long time and in the same relationship with somebody, I would want to sample a few things. Like, I would want to be like, oh, let me go taste this yogurt over there. Oh, I'm going to taste this pastry. You want to get out there before you get back into a community.
I want a pastry right now. We keep bringing it up.
You had an eclair the other day. You're good.
I'm serving.
You're fine.
You're eating healthier now, remember?
I know, it's not fun.
Okay, Tyler Cameron is shooting his shot on Jennifer Garner's Instagram page, and it's all Dolly Parton's fault because she posted this social media meme on Instagram right here. That went viral. After Jen posted her version, someone suggested that she needs to swap the pictures that she chose for Instagram and for Tinder.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Like, that was the easiest answer.
Yeah, well, Tyler had a comment for this. He went in and he said, I'm still swiping right.
I mean, the level of thirst.
Shoot your shot. Why are you hating on him?
No, I'm not hating. I think shoot your shot. And like, obviously that has worked in past Bachelor history, right? Like, he's trying to maximize his time. He is stunning. You know, she might get a kick out of it. No, everybody likes to be flirted with a little bit. But I'm so, like, beyond. Like, so do you choose the photos that you put in each place, or do they just do it for you? Is it like a...
No, you choose them.
You choose them.
Well, you choose them. Well, someone chose mine.
Can we see them, please?
Yes, yes,
you do. Okay, we're going to work on that.
We're going to look at mine.
Well, whenever... There it is.
There it is.
Oh, that you actually did a really good job.
Well, Ali Blair put this one together for me, but I have to say, my Facebook one is pretty good, but my Tinder one is thirsty AF.
I love it.
It's so appropriate. Right?
That is who you are. That LinkedIn one where like your memoir just finished.
Yeah,
and
Morgan,
you've made it through struggles.
Which one is the most Justin?
Tinder.
No.
I think Instagram.
I think Facebook. I'm always stealing white babies. I don't know why.
You're stealing
babies. You know what? I will say it's a toss-up between Instagram and Tinder, but it's a 50-50 for me.
I would marry LinkedIn.
Duh.
I would sleep with Tinder, and I would kill Instagram, because if you're turning up like that during the day, we have a problem.
You also want to marry Facebook, too, because you look like you'd be
a good
father.
With children. Yeah.
Oh, so you have a really solid profile.
Solid four, I would say.
I have a solid four.
I wouldn't have four photos.
Tyler Cameron,
photo.
Swipe right on that.
All right, guys, coming up, Kelly Ripa just cut off her daughter's debit card because of her outrageous Postmates bill. Maybe some parents can relate to this. The Miz and Mrs. are here to weigh in on that and so much more. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This house has so much potential.
Are you kidding me?
What do you mean, are you kidding me?
That house is way over budget.
But this land is very difficult to find. Trust me, I looked.
Yeah, okay. How about the schools, Maurice? Do you want to pay $4 million? Are we going to get that money back?
What do you mean, what are you talking about?
$40,000 for a year of school. 12 years, that's $4 million.
No, Mike, it's not.
Put a pen to her balloon, why don't gotcha. One of the biggest power couples in the WWE world. Please welcome The Miz and Maryse.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Season 2 of Miz and Mrs. premieres next week. It looks good, guys.
It's a lot of fun. You know, she's pregnant the entire time.
Extra pregnant.
Extra pregnant. And then we have a toddler, and she's running around and learning new words, and it's absolutely insanity. We have two moms, two cats, two dogs, two kids, us. It's a lot of things going
and
on.
And all females.
That's my
wait.
Yeah, welcome to my world. Hi.
By the way, that Real World house must be looking like a vacation right
you
now.
You know,
compared to what's happening.
I mean, going Real World back to New York, like put me in the house. Let's go.
Would you ever get back in that house again if they did like a Real World All Stars like 3 month challenge?
No.
Not happening.
I'm a 39-year-old man. I did it when I was 20, and that was enough.
Dude, fill me in. I'm about to have two. What's the biggest thing that's changed?
Well, sleep. We didn't sleep before. Now we really don't sleep.
My daughter was up at 5 in the morning, and I was like, and I was pleading with her. I was like, please, please just go back to bed. And she's like, no, no. And I'm, please, I beg you, just, it's night-night time. It's night-night. Daddy needs to sleep.
I'm looking at the camera,
Daddy,
and I'm just laughing.
Early.
She's like, I'm good. You got this.
I'm like,
you got
this is not going to work. She's up. She's up. You have to be up.
Oh, that's yeah, nice. So, did you have to play dolls and stuff?
I don't mind. I'll play dolls in the afternoon all day.
I know.
Just let me sleep.
I know.
I get you. I'm here. Yeah.
So Justin has a serious question. He really, really wants to be part of the WWE. Mm-hmm. What can he do to become a professional wrestler?
Well, we always tell people to not try what we do at home because we are trained professionals. But if you want to become a WWE superstar, then I guess, you know, start cutting promos on everything. That's all I do all day, every day, is just cut promos. Sometimes when I'm stuck in traffic, cutting
And I know he's cutting promos in his head because he's holding the wheel and he's like...
Just cutting a promo.
Yeah.
But I just want to be like the pallbearer to your Undertaker. Like, I just want to walk out
I get
with
it.
You.
You want to be the manager.
I want to
That's
be the manager. I want to get hit with a chair every now and then.
I don't think you do. I don't think you Those are real chairs.
Like,
people always ask, are those fake? They're not. They're real chairs. Mm-hmm. You can buy them at Home Depot.
Oh, my gosh. So, but how do you learn how to survive that and your body go through that?
You know, your
over
body adapts.
And over and
your
over.
Body adapts to the pain, I guess you can say.
I really want to be a pallbearer.
What's harder, being hit by a chair or having to wake up 300
the
times
The hardest
a night?
Job I've ever had in my entire life is being a parent.
Yeah.
So, and it's funny, when I didn't have kids, my friends that did have kids would be like, dude, you have no idea. And I'd be like, yeah, dude, I got dogs, I got cats, I understand, I get
like,
it.
I'm on business.
Now I'm like, dude, I understand. Like, I get it. It's way harder than being a WWE superstar, way harder than anything I've ever done in my entire life. It is a nonstop 24/7 job.
That's crazy.
True that. What do you guys, okay, now I have to ask you guys, what do you guys fight most about when it comes to parenting?
What do we fight about?
I'm very lenient. Like, I'll let her do things and she'll be like, you have to watch her. And it's like, look, she'll learn. Yeah. She'll get
it. But the thing is 10 feet tall. Like, I mean, you can't just let her fall off of it.
I'm not letting her fall off something 10 feet tall, but she's allowed to go down the stairs.
You have space.
Yes.
She doesn't. My husband and I have the same issue. I totally get it. Okay. So we want to get your take on some hot topics while we have you guys here.
Can't wait.
So first up, Kelly Ripa's daughter is in college and is spending an insane amount of money on food delivery. So Kelly shut off her daughter's debit card. Your kids are still young. But imagine when they're older, would you do the same thing?
We have a kid at home that is older. Her name is Marjo, her mother likes to take Ubers everywhere all day every day and use my credit card. So I'm literally like, look,
just buy her a car.
I'm not buying her a car. She doesn't know how to drive. I'm saving the world.
It'd be a lot cheaper though.
It would be a lot cheaper.
It probably would.
She's probably like, it's a little 5 minute ride,
they don't take the Uber.
My, you don't understand, I need to go to Target. I'm like, oh my God.
I actually think Kelly Ripa is so smart. Her daughter lives in New York, but lives in an apartment. I think she's shutting off the credit cards so she comes home more.
Awesome.
And she has to come home and eat.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing, Kelly Ripa.
Smart. Well, okay, here's another one. Sophia Bush was just on Ashley Graham's podcast, Pretty Big Deal. They talked about non-negotiables in a relationship. Ashley specifically said what she wanted before she found her husband. Take a listen.
Some of them were like, I needed him to have the same faith as me because that was important. I needed him to have not just a job, but a career where he was ambitious.
Yeah.
He needed to make me laugh.
Yeah.
Because laughter is huge.
Yeah.
And I needed a friend like a friend.
Yeah.
There was a couple more things, but yeah, those are like the top level.
I love that.
Okay, so before you guys got together, did you have non-negotiables?
There is no negotiation. She's right. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm wrong. She's right.
But how did There's you know she was the one? How did you? What were some of the things about her?
On our first date, I took her to an adult toy store.
Yes!
Yeah, right.
I need a man like
I didn't want to be in the friend zone. I did not want to be
Let's
in the friend zone.
Let's make that clear.
I didn't want to be in the friend zone.
We could speak to each other because I can speak English.
She got weirded out, and then we talked in the parking lot all night long. We tried to talk, and I literally was like, if I could only find a girl like this. I flew back to L.A., and me and my buddy went to Barnes & Noble, and I found a French book to try to learn how to speak French. Aww. Didn't do it.
Such but... romantic.
Wait.
But he bought the book.
Wait.
He bought the book.
So you didn't speak any English, and your date was at an adult sex toy.
In a parking lot.
And you were, I thought you were like.
I didn't want to get in the friend zone.
There was no possible way
I'm getting in the friend zone.
No.
She knows where my head's at.
Yes.
And we were in Kansas City, I think, in the middle of nowhere.
Wichita.
You were in a Wichita sex toy.
Yes.
I love this man.
But you know what? It worked on her. You found the right lady.
I didn't get in the friend zone.
No, you did
Two kids,
and they're both
English.
Under two?
Yeah,
two under two. So, yeah,
yes.
you did good. You're not in the friend zone.
Thank you guys so much. Right now, if you do that for me, I will just sit here and Sharon Stone you all day. Just take me to a sex toy store.
You guys, the season premiere of Ms. and Mrs. airs January 29th on USA. Don't miss it. All right, up next, the star who says admitting she was a virgin destroyed her love life. That probably wouldn't have worked for you.
Obviously, she didn't go to a sex toy shop, so.
I've seen you be vocal about the virgin side of your life.
Yes. That was a mistake.
Why do you say
that? That killed all my dates after
this
that.
This is a long mistake.
Like, didn't even have a chance. Before, I at least had a chance. Before, I'd like tiptoe, okay, when's a good time to tell him? Do I wait till he sees my personality a little bit, or do I just drop the bomb?
That's Olympian Lolo Jones on the latest episode of Kevin Hart's YouTube series, Cold as Balls.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? When's a good time to share something like that with a significant other?
To be honest, I think sharing that you're a virgin and sharing that you have kids is very important at the top of a relationship, because it takes a special person who has patience to be with either or. So I don't really have that much time to waste on myself.
True.
So I just need you to know. And if you're not into this, if you can't wait and you're not down for, you know, other extracurricular activities other than that, then you can just bow out.
I actually love that. I think you're actually right about that, because it's not even about them, it's about you. Like, don't waste your time being with someone who's not down with that.
Yeah, no, I have a friend who has kids, and like, she like, it's like, I'm not telling the guy yet. I'm like, why are you wasting the time and the resources? That's the dumbest thing I have ever heard.
Because also, like, you're getting more emotionally involved, and if he's not interested and wants to back away, like, that's the worst time to do it. You need to do it right away. And also, like, hiding your children from anybody, if you think somebody's not going to be interested because you have children, then F them.
Yeah. And how can you? It's hard to hide nowadays with Instagram and Facebook and social media.
It's like strange.
Everybody Googles each other before they actually go on dates, and it's.
That's why I use an alias. Yes.
What's your alias name?
It's just Jay.
Jay.
Jay Allen.
Jay.
Well, now it's not an alias. Because now everyone knows it.
Everybody's Googling, think you're Jimmy Allen. All right, is there anything you keep private, though, until the relationship gets serious?
Yes, I don't tell people how crazy my family is until it gets past the year mark.
Well, yeah, I don't think you need to. Obviously, there are layers about your life and things that, like, everyone has that they, like, don't lead with. But I think that just happens when you become more comfortable with a person, you get more serious, and you feel like they are not entitled. What's the word? Why am I not finding my words today? Deserving of that information.
When you start to get to the point in the relationship where you're having those deeper conversations, that stuff kind of comes out.
Yeah.
But
statistics about you, like points, like children, past marriages, things of that nature, I think you need to disclose at the top.
But when do you show, because everybody has a crazy.
Yeah.
At what point do you show your crazy to your man?
I don't think you can conceal the crazy.
I think it just comes out.
I can't conceal my crazy. Mm-mm. Like, I think I'm being normal, and then they're like, ooh, you got a little aggressive there. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I'm like, so I can't conceal it that well.
I'm the same way. I think it just, you know me. Out. Whenever I feel something, you usually can tell, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
we
yeah.
know. Pretty obvious. Tom goes, oh, really?
By the way,
it's kind of how it goes with
there
me.
There is about 8 people in the studio, like audience just that work with us, just like shaking their heads, like, yeah.
Oh. Like, you all know, like, you can't hide it. It's yeah. just. It is what it is. It's a part of my lovely personality.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to read your thoughts on the worst ways to get dumped. Okay, Simone says, through FaceTime. Okay, that's not the worst.
No, because he's still making the effort to see you.
I get. And I'm hoping maybe you were long distance. Fabian says, he told me he was leaving the country, and then I found out he didn't.
Oh, my God.
Girl.
Ouch.
That is a rough reality.
That's brutal.
Ruh-roh.
Sowie. Lindsay has a horror story. She says she dated someone for 5 years.
I'm scattering my wallet.
Moved to a different state with him so he could go to law school. He cheated on her with one of our friends and then asked me to pack up and move out by the next night. She moved in an hour after I left for the airport.
I would have turned that plane around. Oh, I would have been like, passengers, we have an issue. We're gonna be emergency landing back at the airport because I'm about to some shit up, okay?
Brace for impact.
Burn that house down.
Brace for impact. By the way, move me out and have this bitch move in an hour?
No, I would be like, Tom,
no way.
You know what? I'm comfortable. I'm just gonna sit here on the lawn. I'm just gonna like watch y'all.
Okay, I'm stuttering because that means something was going on way before that. She thinks it was like within an hour. Like he had been seeing her for a long time. He was clearly in love with her to be moving in.
But first
not
of all,
that that makes gosh, let's just better. Take the knife and twist it in the poor girl's
I'm really
side.
Happy that you're here, though, and tweeting us because I would have been locked in some room.
I hope you're happier and moved on.
And yeah. By the way, that would have never happened to me because I would have been in the bushes for 2 hours after I packed up looking to see who was going to walk up in this.
We need to have an uncensored show one day.
I want to hook myself up to like electrodes to see how crazy like my heart rate is that, when things like that happen. I just literally popped the vein.
But that like happens that all tough. The time, which is so upsetting.
Okay, yeah, guys, up next, are you suffering for fashion? That's the worst. We'll show you how to wear the heels that you love without ruining your feet. Okay,
I need to learn Mission all the Impossible tips. 7 out of that plane.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes when you're treating somebody's foot, the unexpected happens.
Wow. Do you think that amputation can be a solution?
It's very interesting. I actually have no idea what this thing is. You cannot rule out cancer.
There's not a lot that shocks me.
It's worse than you expected.
It's definitely shocking.
Sometimes it's not all the way what you expect.
Oh my gosh. Please give a warm welcome to one of the doctors from My Feet Are Killing Me, Dr. Ebony Vincent. I mean, I'm sorry, but I have to ask the question.
I know.
What attracted you to this job?
So, you know, I've always wanted to be in medicine.
Yeah.
And I like being the kind of doctor that can see things and fix things. You know, other doctors can, you know, chase a blood pressure or chase a blood sugar and kind of like medicate you and hope, you know, everything works out. Mm-hmm. But I'm very like textile in nature. So I'm like, oh, I can like see it. I can touch it. I can fix it.
Oh, so you know? Want to touch bunions so, and stuff. Yeah. You're like, that's for me.
Yeah. So I can fix things. And I like doing that. I like that part of podiatry. So.
These are extreme cases that you have.
I mean, I can't believe someone's foot even can get to a point like that.
Yeah. I think that's part of the issue. Like people like to like hide their feet in their nice fancy shoes for a while. And then they just kind of neglect it so far. And then like they come and you're just like, wow, you've been literally suffering for this long, and like there can be things to fix it, like small things or big things, you know, depending on what you have going on. I feel like it can be addressed with podiatry. So.
Well, I know you have a lot of extreme cases on the show, but we have you here, so we have to take advantage. We need help with our everyday life. We wear heels every day, all day. My feet have never got stronger. I still die in heels every day. What tips do you have?
So a lot of women have the same issues. They come to me like specifically for, I want to be able to wear my heels without pain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so my spiel is always the same. Like, overall, like, heels are not great for us. Like, our feet are not shaped like a triangle, obviously.
Don't tell me that. I am ignoring that. That is absurd.
And that's what people don't want to hear that. But I'm telling people, like, you can wear your heels, just wear them responsibly.
What does that mean?
It means that you shouldn't be wearing your heels for 10 hours a day. Like, if you have somewhere fancy to go, or a cocktail party, wedding, anything like that, definitely wear your heels. I'm wearing heels right now.
Yeah.
But I promise you I will be out of them before my feet start to just kill me.
Well, I'm that way too, but can you do anything to make them stronger?
Well, not so much stronger, but let me tell you, here's some things that you can buy just like a local, you know, drugstore, whatever. These are metatarsal pads for the balls of your feet. Mm-hmm. Now, oftentimes these are not enough, you know, for people.
Yeah, I've tried those.
Exactly, because the kitchen's kind of thin, but it does something for the ball of your foot.
For the first hour and a half.
Right, yeah. For the first couple hours. What you really need is something called a metatarsal pad, which is similar to this, only it's thicker and it's placed very differently. Like, instead of you putting this like right on the pad of your foot, you want to put it right behind where your bones are.
Where like the arch is more?
More so kind of near the arch / ball of your foot. Kind of lifts up the area that's causing
more pressure.
Exactly.
So you need that.
Offload the pressure points.
Okay. But you could also wear lower heels.
You could.
I could, but will I? I mean, okay,
I don't know if I was born with a heel on. I can wear heels all day, 6 inches
Stop
up and down
bragging.
Those stairs.
Yeah.
I just want everyone to know
Stop
at home
I
that I have no problem, but it's not good for you still.
It's not great for you, but some women are like you, and they're saying,
like,
I can wear heels and wearing flats
over
makes
yourself.
My feet hurt. You know, like, wearing flats sometimes makes their heels hurt. And so I tell them, like, you have to redistribute the pressure points at some point. Like, you can't just wear heels all the time. So wearing flats, if those hurt you, then you can wear these little handy-dandy heel cushions.
Okay.
Because at some point, you're going to have to redistribute the pressure points. Otherwise, you're just going to eventually have some type of foot pain. So heel pads, metatarsal pads, those are the way to go.
Okay, well, Morgan was telling me that she has a stinky foot problem.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Honestly, I've had to leave set. It's an issue.
Really?
Yeah. It's something that I don't like to talk about, but I'm just vulnerable as my new labels. I'm just
No worries. You know, a lot of people have overactive sweat glands or sebaceous glands, which is providing that kind of like smell.
Great.
Nothing really to stop your, you know, glands
she
from secreting
She believes you,
it,
by the way. I hope you're happy about that. Okay.
Well, you have to brag about your strong feet.
Right. Oh,
okay.
But no, if you wear, like, just some powder on your feet, that can help absorb.
What kind of, like, is that, like, a baby powder kind
baby
of thing?
Powder,
you have
like
plenty of that, so that
kind of
it.
Powder to kind of, like, sop up the moisture.
Okay.
And then you can just, you know, aerosols are great, like, a little some Febreze for your shoes. There's some antifungal foot spray for your shoes that you can buy to kind of, like, decrease the level of fungus that might be in your shoes. That would be great.
So I will say, I did have a foot problem because I overcompensated earlier. So I was born with very flat feet.
Oh, okay.
So I had to wear corrective shoes for the first 3 years of my life. You know, like the black and white saddle shoes? Devastating as a child. Yeah, I wanted to wear Keds with Tweety Bird on them, and I couldn't. I had struggles after you made fun of me. Now I get to wear shoes all day. So I was the girl in the same shoes all the time, so now maybe that's why I'm so
that's
obsessed
probably
with
why.
Shoes.
Well, it's good that you actually wore the shoes when you were little.
My mother was like, things are not going
good.
Well. You're not walking properly. But so that, for me, is that probably why I can wear heels longer?
No, I think that you did a good job with obeying your mom when you were little and actually correcting for whatever foot deformity you might have had. Because as a kid, you can shape that cartilage into something that's more correct.
Oh, my God.
But no, I think that you're just one of those women who, in your mind, think that heels are it for you.
Thank you so much for coming.
My feet are killing me. Airs Thursdays on TLC. We'll be right back. You're the best.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
But they're strong. They're pretty. They're just stinky. All right, before we go, we got some more of your breakup horror stories.
I don't think I can do it.
Taylor says she found out on Facebook my boyfriend of 3 years changed his status from in a relationship to single on Facebook. That's terrible. Okay, Caitlin says after 9 years together, we were at a friend's wedding 2 hours from home, and he dumped me a few hours before the wedding. I was stuck in a place far from home with no one to talk to and all dressed up for the wedding.
What is wrong with these serial killers?
I would have slept with his best
friend.
That
is
tomorrow, Meghan Trainor's here. Savannah Chrisley's here. Bye.
I would have hooked up with the group.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.